Intensity. Yeah. Intensity. Yeah. Intensity. Yeah. Intensity. Let's go. Intensity. Christ music, man. Melody. Listen to this remedy. This is life infinity. This is Christ, fam. Welcome to Activa, fam. This is Christ, fam. Welcome to Activa, fam.
Thank you. Welcome to Active FM Quiet Times on Intensity. We're talking about the Word of God, encouraging people, you know, to draw close to their God, to their Creator, which is the Father of Jesus. Hey, I almost hit the blank. So I just want to tell you, God is amazing. God is amazing. Also, guys, you know, just to encourage you to visit our website, www.activefm.co.za, and check other shows there. You will hear this saying, Christ music is hot music. And they talk about sport, they talk about fashion, and amazing stuff. But all link to what? To the Word of God. So today we're going to be focusing on Ephesians 6. It's always amazing, guys, you know, to see how protected we are in the Lord and the stuff that God has for us and how much we need God, how much we cannot do life without God. So before I read the scripture for you, let us pray. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this moment. We thank you that, Lord, as we go through the day, we have you. We have you, Lord. And a day, Lord, is so messed up without you. And we thank you that you are in our lives. You got into our shame. You got into our disgrace. And Lord, you carried our sin on the cross. So that, Lord, the rest of our lives, Lord, we will never be alone. And thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our peace, our healer. You are our sanctifier. You are our provider. And without you, we actually don't exist. We are because of who you are. We worship you, God, for who you are. We thank you that, Dad, you actually even cry with us, Lord. I love what the scripture says in the book of Isaiah, that, Lord, you will mourn for your people, and you never gave up on your people. You never give up on us, Lord. And we pray that, Lord, each and every soul will get that, Lord, and they will know that, Lord, you have accepted them. You have been punished for their sins, and we pray for that. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to be in our lives, to guide us, to open, to show us the way forward. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for everything. We pray, amen. I'm going to be reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally, let the mighty strength of the Lord make you strong. Make you strong. Put on all the armor that God gives you so you can defend yourself against the devil's tricks. Put on all the armor that God gives you so you can defend yourself against the devil's tricks. We are not fighting against humans. We are fighting against forces and authorities and against rulers of darkness, powers in the spiritual world. So put on all the armor that God gives. Then when that evil day comes, you will be able to defend yourself. And when the battle is over, you will still be standing firm. You will be still standing firm. Be ready. Let the truth be like a belt around your waist. And let God's justice protect you like armor. Your desires to tell the good news about peace should be like shoes on your feet. Let your faith be like a shield, and you will be able to stop all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Let God's saving power be like helmet, and for a sword, use God's message that comes from the Spirit. Never stop praying, especially for others. Always pray by the power of the Holy Spirit. Stay alert and keep praying for God's people. I love that. You know, never stop praying, especially praying for others. Keep alert. I'm going to come back there. I just want to read you a story. This is an amazing, amazing story. This story has been told each and every year. And now it's been, I don't know, for how many years, 2,000 years, maybe even more than 2,000 years. But this story doesn't die. Doesn't, you know, get lost, or people, they forget about it. This is an amazing story. And I know right now, hey, you're waiting to hear the story. It's the parable of the prodigal son. Yeah. So it comes from Luke chapter 15, from verse 11 to 32. It says, Jesus also told them another story. You see, Jesus also told them another story. Once a man had two sons, the younger son said to his father, "Give me my share of the property." So the father divided his property between his sons. Not long after that, the younger son packed up everything he owned and left for a foreign country where he wasted all his money in wild living. He had spent everything when a bad famine spread through that whole land. Soon he had nothing to eat. He went to work for a man in that country, and the man sent him out to take care of his pigs. He would have been glad to eat what the pigs were eating, but no one gave him a thing. Hey, that's bad. Finally, he came to his senses and said, "My father's workers have plenty to eat, and here I am starving to death. I would go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against you in heaven and against you. I am no longer good enough to be called your son. Treat me like one of your workers.'" The younger son got up and started packing and started back to his father. But when he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt sorry for him. He ran to his son and hugged and kissed him. The son said, "Father, I have sinned against God in heaven and against you. I'm no longer good enough to be called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Hurry and bring the best clothes and put them on him. Give him a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet." I'm going to stop there because I'm not going to read until verse 32. If you're interested in the story, and you should be, hey, this is amazing. You can read further after listening to this show. You know, the father said to the servants, "Hurry and bring the best clothes, and put them on him. Give him a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet." And that's what happens. You know, when we come back to God, that means we saved from the schemes of the devil. Because that's what happened here. You have this younger son who decided to go away from his father because he wanted to have fun, you know, to dance until morning, until the next day comes, until the day grows old. I don't know what to say, but that's what this guy was doing. You understand? And he realized that now all the fun was over. Because we can do fun, we can do parties, we can do whatever we desire. But everything except God ends. Everything is limited. You understand? Why do we keep doing the same thing? I wake up, I go to work, I sleep, I wake up, I go to work, I sleep. Okay, Friday I'm going to party, I sleep with that girl and all that and all that and all. But it's the same thing. Why? Because we're doing the same thing because there's nothing beyond. So that means what we're doing is limited. We're doing what's limited. So now the son got to a place where he didn't have food. And he came to himself, he realized, you know what, even at home, servants, I mean, they don't starve as I do. They actually treated so good. And he decided that he's going to apologize to his father. And guess what? When it didn't even get inside the house, the father saw him while he was coming from afar. And the father came to hug him. And when he came to hug him, he offered him what? The best clothes. And I love one of the things that speaks about the sandals for his feet. You see, that's what happens. God, when we come back to God, I remember when I was reading in the book of Ephesians, it speaks about the armor of God. You understand? That's what happens when we come back to God. God gives us his armor. He clothes us with his armor so that the devil can no more have power. And I'm going to make it short. And that's what this is about. You understand? When we come back from the world, we're coming back to God. What does God do? He gives us that helmet. He clothes us with what? With a helmet. You understand? But now we're talking about what? About the mind. If you understand something about the head, you understand? This is the leadership of the body. You understand? And the problem is this. If anything is wrong with the head, then the whole body is affected. The whole body is affected. The whole body cannot. The body functions, but not based on the right direction, if I can say that. So that's what the Father does. He covers us, you know, with what? With righteousness. The breastplate. He covers us with what? With the truth, the belt. And he gives us what? The shoes, which they for what? They for purpose, telling people about Jesus. And then you also have what now? Your shield, which is your faith. And that's what God does. Remember, because faith is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But now, that means if you don't have the Holy Spirit within you, you can't have faith. But God does what? He gives you the Holy Spirit in order to have what? To have faith. And he also gives you the sword, which is the word of God. Which is the word of God. So God covers us with his armor when we come back to God. And when we covered with God's armor, we're no more naked. The devil can no more see through because now we are clothed. He can never fight against us. He can never even make us to be ashamed, bring us back to shame, as this prodigal son was in shame. He was in shame. I mean, he couldn't even eat the pig's food. He wanted to, but he couldn't even get that. He was in shame. And that's what happens, that you know it. When we come back to God, and now we clothed. Now we clothed. And some of us may be struggling with clothes. We can't provide for ourselves. But have you seen the armor of God around you? The armor of God around you. So with that, I'm just going to close. And it's a nice story. And I believe, like, for leading people to Jesus, obviously the Holy Spirit, you know, being in control and leading. So I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's important. It's important. I will just give you maybe four lines. You know, for years and years, Jesus Christ has been searching for you. He has been searching for you. Day and night, hoping that you will come home. He has been waiting for you to come home. Hear the voice of the Lord leading you out, calling you out from your brokenness. You have been rejected in all your life. So let him restore you now. Come back home. Come back home. So this is the opportunity to just go and to say what I'm going to say. I'm going to pray a prayer, and it's also based on the Bible, which is amazing. The Bible is so amazing. It has breath of life. It encourages us. It strengthens us for the day. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your life. Thank you for your love, for your heart. Thank you for your mind. That, Lord, you decided to pour out your love on the cross on me. Now I accept you, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. And I give you glory. Forgive my sins, and please give me your spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you are encouraged. God bless you.
and it may not be right away, but in the meantime, just keep your mind in a positive attitude, and while you're waiting, start praying.